here's a story from The World.
In Malaysia, a teenager is using TikTok for activism. She and other students say there's a culture of sexual harassment and misogyny in Malaysia's classrooms, and TikTok is a tool they've turned to spark a nationwide conversation and take on Malaysia's schools. Reporter Ashley Westerman has our story.
So I just came home from school, and today in class, we were learning PJK with this male teacher.
On April 23rd, 17-year-old Aine Husniza posted this video to TikTok, calling out her teacher for cracking a joke about rape during class.
And then he said, guess what?
If you want to rape someone, make sure they are above 18, said the teacher. The video has been viewed more than 1.8 million times and started a very frank conversation about how women and girls are treated at school in Malaysia, a diverse Muslim-majority country of nearly 40 million people. Aine's hashtag, Make School a Safer Place, started trending soon after, and in May, it led to one of the largest student protests in Malaysian history. But more than a month later, Aine, who lives outside of the capital, Kuala Lumpur, sounds a bit deflated.
Honestly, I feel really tired and I'm somewhat disappointed because
she's been through a lot. Right now, after posting the video, Aine was bombarded with hateful messages from netizens. She's also been body shamed and has even received rape threats from fellow students.
Most of my classmates turned their backs towards me. They said that I was just being over about it, when in fact they themselves also went through the same thing I did.
She's also had to move schools after her old public school wanted to expel her for not attending because she feared for her safety.
Most of the schools are trying to protect the abusers rather than the victims. I think that says a lot about our state of schools right now.
Meanwhile, there's been no action taken in the two cases Aine and her family have filed, one against the gym teacher and another against a fellow student who threatened to rape her.
Sadly, unfortunately, it's not surprising.
That's Gayatri Balakrishnan with the Malaysian-based NGO Women's Aid Organization.
In Malaysia, the culture is still very much patriarchal culture. Rape culture is extremely prevalent in Malaysia. And whenever it comes to a situation of sexual violence or sexual abuse, a lot of people victim shame and blame the survivors.
Balakrishnan says this toxic culture is not new, nor is it specific to any kind or level of school in Malaysia, a place where teachers are highly respected. Statistics regarding abuse toward girls in schools are hard to come by. The government doesn't really keep them, she says, so it falls to NGOs like hers to try, but that data is often incomplete. Balakrishnan says this leads people to believe there's not a problem.
The biggest thing that we need the government agencies to do is to listen to the students. You know, it's just something simple as them supporting Aine's movement in a public platform.
Still, Balakrishnan says this is a watershed moment for Malaysia. It's also inspired people like advocate Puturi Nuraina Balkis, the co-founder of Save the Schools Malaysia, an online platform where people can share their experiences of school-based harassment and violence.
The stories came in from every single corner of the country. People everywhere are talking about it.
There's some 440 stories shared on the Instagram account, and there's hundreds more in the pipeline, says Bakis. Stories about students enduring verbal assaults, inappropriate gestures, groping, and even period spot checks by school administration. Bakis says this movement has given students an opportunity to speak out like never before.
If we keep on producing students who are only book smart, but they are not enriched enough, that what are the precedents that we are setting for the future Malaysia?
Aine says despite the setbacks, she does not regret posting that first video or any subsequent videos to TikTok.
It really boils down towards like, I'm a 70-year-old. I shouldn't be thinking of what a country should do for its students.
And while Aine is happy to offer up some changes she wishes could be made, like better sex education in schools and for students to be empowered to recognize when they're being victimized, what she really wants to know is, where are the adults in the room?
I say something is wrong here. So you should, adults should really think of the solution on how to make it better.
For The World, I'm Ashley Westerman in Manila.